Support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, takeout, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Early voting ends today in Georgia's critical Senate runoff races, and one Republican candidate, Senator David Perdue, is in quarantine just 4 days before the election that will determine control of the U.S. Senate. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Lily Oppenheimer reports.
The Perdue campaign says the senator and his wife both tested negative for the virus Thursday. Even so, Perdue, his wife, and his campaign team say they'll follow CDC guidelines. The senator, who faces Democratic challenger John Ossoff in Tuesday's election runoff, planned to attend a rally with President Trump this weekend in Georgia. Trump will be there in an effort to boost Republican turnout for what is expected to be a very tight contest. The outcome of two U.S. Senate runoffs in Georgia will determine which party controls the Senate in the next Congress. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
In Oregon, 2020 closes out the worst wildfire season in state history. Now, Brian Bull of member station KLCC reports Oregon is getting some $116 million in federal aid for relief and recovery.
To date, 1.2 million acres and 4,026 residences were destroyed by Oregon fires. But the damage isn't over. While a major fire was contained shy of Leanne Blodgett's home in Marcola, Oregon, she fears the damage it did to the Mohawk River area she lives in.
The upper part of it was burned extensively, and they're trying to get all the logs out of the area and stuff, but that could definitely cause landslides.
A deadline to apply for public assistance has been extended to mid-January. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
It's been a long road, but Brexit is now official, the UK's divorce from the EU final. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from the English port of Dover.
After a decade of practically seamless trade here across the English Channel, truckers will have to have new customs forms, among others, which will cost British businesses $10 billion a year in extra administration. That's just one way leaving the EU will impact the British economy. But a new trade deal between the UK and EU, agreed to on Christmas Eve, will avoid tariffs and quotas on most products flowing across the water here. Still, the UK government has warned disruptions, which is one reason why traffic is remarkably light, even for a New Year's Day. Some freight companies say they're holding off sending their trucks until they have a better sense of how the new systems will work. Frank Langford, NPR News, the Port of Dover.
Iran has told the UN nuclear watchdog it intends to enrich uranium to up to 20% purity. That's a level achieved before its 2015 deal with major powers. And a top military commander in Iran today says Tehran is fully prepared to respond to any U.S. military pressure. The warnings come amid growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran just ahead of the first anniversary of the U.S. drone strike that killed a Revolutionary Guard general. It's NPR News. Today is Public Domain Day, meaning thousands of books, movies, songs, and other material from the year 1925 are no longer under copyright protection. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the classic novel, The Great Gatsby, is among the works now free for anyone to use without paying a fee.
Besides F. Scott Fitzgerald's masterpiece, books entering the public domain now include Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf and classics by Sinclair Lewis, Franz Kafka, Ernest Hemingway, and Agatha Christie. So are other works from 1925, like Buster Keaton's silent film Go West and the song Sweet Georgia Brown. Now, community orchestras can play music in the public domain for free. Scholars will not have to get permission to study this material, and books in the public domain can appear online without charge. All part of a living cultural conversation that anyone can join. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Parecem bandos de pardais,
Known as the Sinatra of traditional Portuguese music, Carlos do Carmo died today at the age of 81. In honor of the singer, the government has declared Monday a day of national mourning. Born in Lisbon in 1949, do Carmo helped popularize fado music around the world, and the tributes are pouring in. His country's president calling do Carmo, quote, the voice of Portugal. The Portuguese Navy posting on Twitter that Lisbon woke up feeling sadder today. Local media say he died in the hospital after suffering an aortic aneurysm. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include C3. C3.ai software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at C3.ai.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. After Nick, Roger Cash will be on air at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, at 4 p.m., all things considered, national and international news from NPR. We're going to go back next year on KRVS to the early 1970s. Music from Albert King. Here's Albert King on guitar and vocals with I'll Play the Blues for You.
If you're down and out and you feel real hurt, come on over to the place where I was, and all your loneliness I'll try to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends. All your loneliness I've got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. And loneliness is a very bad thing if you let it get the best of you. And loneliness can get you down, you know. Yeah, yeah. Are you comfortable now? Yeah. As I was saying before, loneliness can get you down. And I have heard of loneliness blowing some good people's mind, you know? But you can't do that. This is a big world. This is a big world. There's too many nice things happening in this world. You're a very pretty girl. Where you live? No, no, no. Disregard that. That's okay. That's the most important thing. I want to know you. I say, I want to know you. Uh-huh. Ooh-wee, that's groovy, ain't it? I'll play the blues for you. I ain't got no big name. Oh, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues. All your loneliness I've tried to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Excuse me. Thank you.
Albert King, once again from the early 1970s. Albert King with I'll Play the Blues for You. King was known for his single string work, really scintillating guitar playing. He was an influence in that regard with people like Eric Clapton, particularly Stevie Ray Vaughan. You hear a lot of Albert King's playing in some of Stevie Ray's work. Also Jimi Hendrix and Mike Bloomfield and others. Very, very influential guitarist. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to a number that Albert King first recorded back in 1967. It was written for Albert King, specifically by William Bell and Booker T. Jones. We're going to turn, though, to Shreveport native Kenny Wayne Shepherd and his disc Going Home. The title of that disc refers to his returning to the blues. Here is Kenny Wayne along with Kenny on guitar and vocals, along with also Warren Haynes on guitar, doing a rendition of Born Under a Bad Sign.
Laying round home alone on a rainy night like this, starving for your love, hungry for just one kiss. Heavy rain's up ahead on my window pane. So loud and clear, words just spelled your name. I got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone, feel like breaking up somebody's home. So hard, I believe I caught a chill. Can't control the vibrations. Oh, my heart just won't stand still. Got nowhere to turn. Tired of being alone. Feel like breaking up somebody's home.
Say, Mike, so what we gonna do now?
Spoonful, man, that's what I'm talking about.
One, two, three.
Could be a spoonful of diamonds. Could be a spoonful of gold. Just a little spoon of your precious love to satisfy my soul.
Etta James from her disc Life, Love, and the Blues. That came out in 1998. Etta James, Spoonful, the Willie Dixon composition based on an old Charlie Patton's recording. And actually, Spoonful, that subject matter comes up a bit, and also some of the Memphis Jug Band songs. Before hearing Etta James, we heard Kenny Wayne Shepherd from his disc Going Home. Kenny Wayne with special guest Warren Haynes. They did a rendition of Born Under a Bad Sign. And you're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support comes from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's Traditional Music Program, featuring a curriculum that provides student musicians who learn by ear from local professionals an opportunity to improve their craft in styles such as blues, bluegrass, Cajun, and Zydeco. For more information about music degree programs and concentrations, course offerings, and upcoming student ensemble performances, the website is music.louisiana.edu.
We're going to turn next here on KRVS to the late Albert Collins. He came out of the Houston blues scene back in the 1950s. Ended up recording for a while with Alligator Records out of Chicago. He recorded for a number of different outfits, but he was with them for a while, and he was a master of the Telecaster and also of special effects on the guitar. And he's going to do a little number for us called Snowed In, and his experience in Chicago probably was an impetus for composing this piece, Albert Collins.
And the weather was awfully bad. Last winter I was in Chicago, and the weather was awfully bad. Let's say I was stuck in Chi-town for the worst winter they ever had. Now, I'm gonna go on out here and see if I can get this truck started right quick. These old shoes ain't ready for the winter. Oh, I'm about to fall and break my neck in a minute, baby. See if I can get this key in this door here. I know it's done locked and done froze up on me. Lock it won't act right. It's already half toe up anyhow. Yeah, I got it now. I'm gonna get in here and try to crank this old thing. I'm gonna pat the accelerator a little bit. Almost got it. About to accelerate a little bit more. It's cold. That wind just whistling out there. Oh, that sure was cold weather out there. Get frostbite out here. Try it one more time. Snow. And I can handle the rain. I said, I don't mind a little snow. And I can handle the rain. I don't mind being cold, but this winter, man, it's sure insane. Let me go down here to this old gas station. I think I can get me somebody to hock on down the street here by the block. See if I can get somebody to give me a boost off here, get my battery charged. Man, this stuff is in a mess here. break my neck. Oh, get on by, man. I'm going to get out your way. I'm in the street. I'm trying to walk. Yeah, y'all running these damn trucks and cars and going on. Well, come on by, man. Oh, man, the station is unclosed. Now the gas station was closed. And the snow was 8 feet tall. Now the gas station is closed. And the snow was 8 feet tall. The telephone cable was down. And you couldn't even make a call. You couldn't go out for groceries. Nobody would deliver to you. I said you couldn't go out for groceries. Nobody would deliver to you. In a bad situation like that, what in the hell y'all what I'm supposed to do? Yeah, it's a tough one, I tell you. I'll go back out here one more time, see if I can get this thing started right here. Old Barry might be done build up. I might get it started now. Try it. I'm about to fall. Man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to... Rough here in Chicago. I'm gonna get on back across that desert, Los Angeles or somewhere, Florida somewhere. Yeah. If I can get out of here, I know I'm snowed in. Try to crank that damn thing one more time. I think I can get it cranked. I hope so. Let me see if I can get it cranked. Accelerate a little bit. Might get it started, yeah. Oh, yes, I got that thing together now, boy. She's kicking now.
Albert Collins once again with Snowed In, this from his 1980 Alligator Records release, Frostbite. The drummer on that track was Casey Jones, fine Chicago drummer. He had a brother still in Mississippi by the name of Paul Jones, nicknamed Paul Wine Jones. We're going to turn to him next here on KRVS from a disc he had out in 95 called Mule. Here is Paul Wine Jones with Robin Steele.
Special streamline leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. She running so fast, the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. Long, 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 long. She heard that 8:30 local blowing that morning. She hadn't read the train in a good while. She thought it out of that special streamline. She heard that 8:30 local when she's coming to the line and cleared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Dad, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. Hey, it's all right how you turn me down. I ain't got a dime. After she called for a ticket, she heard this special streamline drawing 36 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Make it lonesome now, cause I'm a hobo myself sometimes. Man asked her what out of the train. She told him she didn't know it. She could hear the bell, she could tell him all about it. As she dropped over that hill and dropped off in the valley, she heard the bell begin to tone like this. Make it sound like a church bell tone. Before she got to that 10-mile tunnel, she blowed and throwed on air brakes. Air brakes. When she got to that 10-mile tunnel, she was getting cross. She was tipping across the automatic switch, getting the water and coal on the fly. You could hear when she's striking that double line like this. Run across the last one she squalled in. This girl looked out and seen that train. She come as a singing and crying. Hey, Dad, I don't want to leave. I believe I lose my mind. When that train got a little closer, got to New Orleans, she went around and curled. You would hear when she was blowing like this. Was always standing at the station down there to see that train come in. You could hear when she squalled. Boy, everywhere but here.
From March of 1940, that was Book of White with a number called Special Streamline. White had just gotten out of Parchment Farm prison right before he went in September of 1937. He had recorded Shake 'Em On Down. It made him somewhat of a blues star and made his stay in Parchment Farm a lot easier than it would have been otherwise. He was kind of famous there. So anyway, he went right back into the recording studios after he got out of prison. We heard Paul Wine Jones from Mississippi just before hearing Book of White. We heard Jones from a disc called Mule doing a piece called Robin Steele. And we're going to turn next to another railroad song, this one done by Henry Thomas, recorded back in the late 1920s. He was from Texas, an itinerant blues musician, and is well remembered for his The Bulldoze Blues, which Canned Heat used for one of their big hits, and also for his Fishing Blues. Here's Henry Thomas here on KRVS with Railroadin' Some.
I leave Fort Worth, Texas, and go to Texarkana, and double back to Fort Worth. Come on down to Dallas, train call on the Katy, coming through the territory, Kansas City, and Kansas City, St. Louis, and St. Louis, Chicago. I'm on my way, but I'm doing well. Change cars on the TP, leaving Fort Worth, Texas, going to Dallas. Hotel, Grand Sling, Silver Lake, Mineola, Tyler, Longview, Joseph, Marshall, Little Sandy, Big Sandy, Texarkana, and double back to Fort Worth. Hello, Greenville, Seales, Denison, South McAllister, Territory, Muskoka, Wagner, Austin, Kansas, Kansas City, Sedalia, then I changed cars and jumped in St. Louis.
Oh!
eyeball pass on through. Eyeball on through, sir.
Yes, I said, go bring me my shotgun. Boy, bring me back some shell. Yes, I said, go bring me my shotgun. Boy, bring me back a pocket full of shell. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's gonna be trouble here. Yes, you know my woman trying to quit me when I ain't done nothing wrong. She done put me out of doors, boy, and I even ain't got no home. I said, go bring me my shotgun. Whoa, Lord, in a pocket full of shit. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's got to be trouble here. Yes, you know my mama told me the day that I left her door. She said, you're gonna have bad luck, son, and I don't care where you go. I said, just bring me my shotgun. Boy, you can bring just one or two shells. Yes, if I don't get some competition, you know it's got to be trouble here. I'm gonna play it just a minute right now. Cried bye-bye, baby, you know you done me wrong. I'm gonna take my little shotgun, now I'm gonna cat back home. I said, going in the morning, boy, and carry my shotgun home. Yes, I figured the best thing I can do, why did I leave that woman alone?
Lightning Hopkins with a number called Shotgun Blues. Fortunately, the story didn't end in violence. Just threatened it a bit in the beginning. That was recorded in 1948, but wasn't released for almost a couple of years. Lightning got to number 5 on the R&B charts with that tune in 1950. We heard Henry Thomas just before hearing Lightning Hopkins. Henry Thomas recorded in the late 1920s doing Railroad and Some, playing guitar and also panquill pipes. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Roselle Sykes on piano and St. Louis Jimmy on vocals. St. Louis Jimmy's also known as Jimmy Oden. He's definitely had a good career and made some good blues history in Chicago blues scene back in the 40s. Roselle Sykes and St. Louis Jimmy from 1963 with a number called My Resolution. Well, everybody should have one on New Year's.
People, the old year's gone, and another new year is here. I say the old year's gone, and another new year is here. I'm going to start a new ruling, turn over a new leaf each year. Yes, I'm going to stop drinking, throwing my money away. I'm going to stop drinking, throwing my money away. I'm going to try and save a dollar for some old rainy day. I'm going to stop gambling, staying up all night long. Yes, I'm going to stop gambling, staying up all night long. I'm going to treat everybody right and no living creature wrong. I'm going to kneel down on my knees, pray forgiveness of my sin. Going to kneel down on my knees, pray forgiveness of my sin. No one know my trouble, they can see the shape I'm in.
Put your 11 feet under the ground. Now you and my wife will stop messing around. I'll be glad when you're dead, you're good for nothing, hound. Uncle Ned, you better stop using your head, Uncle Ned. You better stop using your head, Uncle Ned. Now the reason you're sick in bed, eating all that raw fish and old bread, I'll be glad when you're dead, Uncle Ned. Gonna be the death of you. Yes, the pig meat killed your pappy and your grandpa too. Uncle Ned, pig meat gonna be the death of you. Uncle Ned, you can't do the things you did years ago. Uncle Ned, you can't do the things you did years ago. You remember you're 94 and you can't shake that thing no more. You can't do the things you did years ago.
December of 1931. That was Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals with his rendition or take on variant, I guess I should say, on the old song, I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You. And before hearing Lonnie Johnson, we heard Roosevelt Sykes and Jimmy Odom doing a number called My Resolution, talking about New Year's resolutions. And we hope all of you out there are having a very happy new year. Hope the year continues that way for hopefully all of us. It's been a tough 2021 for so many. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. And if you want to support us, you can do so financially. Go to krvs.org and pledge your support. Hit the donate button, and we would be grateful. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes with Nick Spitzer and American Roots. We're going to turn to B.B. King to take us on up to the top of the hour in American Roots. Happy New Year.
You don't need a Vincent Sou, ni un Piass to listen to the best in Louisiana French music. All you need to do is tune in to La Lou Jukebox with your host, me, Blake Miller, on Saturday evenings, 6 to 8, and or Sunday mornings, 7 to 9.
Just a moment of your time.
Keep all your Saturdays rolling with Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms. Join me, Steve Craig, on a virtual journey through deep southern soul, honky-tonk, Chicano soul, swamp pop, conjunto y más. That's Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m., right after Born on the Bayou on KRVS.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.